News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Ireland's energy-related emissions were down 8.3% in 2023 to its lowest figure in 30 years. But there must be a faster rate of change if we want to meet our legally binding climate commitments. So says the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, and Margie McCarthy, Director of Research and Policy Insights with the SEAI, joins us now. Margie, our lowest emissions in 30 years, this has to be very good news.
Good morning, Ciara. Yes, look, this year, the Energy in Ireland report for 2023, and it gives us provisional data for 2024, is certainly showing us some welcome achievements. As you pointed out, we've got emissions reductions now at their lowest level in 30 years. And interestingly, over the last 10 years, we've seen emissions in seven of those years. So that's a really good signal. We've got the highest proportion of renewables in our energy mix between.
Sorry, you're saying we've seen emissions reduce in those 7 years. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Did I? Yeah.
That's so fine. No, I'm not trying to correct you, just reduced. For people listening.
Sorry. Yeah. No. And we've got our highest proportion of renewables in our energy mix. So we've had more wind, solar, biofuels at our petrol pumps. And also, interestingly, a good growth in ambient heat. So that's the installation of heat pumps. And we have a big goal nationally in Ireland to try and reduce our heat emissions through the installation of heat pumps. So seeing that is a really good signal.
So this is a good, but is it a case of a lot done, a lot more to do? Because we were told at one point that we had to reduce our emissions by 7% per year. 8.3 is the figure of reduction in 2023. So by my maths, my simple maths, we're overshooting there. That must surely be a good thing.
So we've agreed and set carbon budgets for ourselves. So hopefully people will have heard a lot about our carbon budgets. And essentially, the same as we get a budget to spend, we were given a certain amount of emissions that we could make during a period of time. And the first budget ends in 2025, and then we'll go into the second budget. And the difficulty is that we overspent, I suppose, our average amount in the first number of years. So what we're at the moment projecting out to the end of 2025, which will be the end of our first budget, will have overhit the mark. And so we'll have overspent our budget. So we didn't quite
reach the 7% per year, even though last year was a good year, is what.
Yeah.
You're,
so, okay. So we had, you know, greater emissions in previous years, which means that we have to do even better across all of the sectors in future years. And that's super important. The carbon budgets are about the cumulative effect. So it's over the whole period of time and not just a yearly piece. And I suppose what we'd like to see, as you said, it's good news, but what we want to see is a speed up in terms of deployment of all of our renewables. We have to do that. And we also need to look at our consumption. Are we being efficient with our energy? There's a lot of cost savings to be made by simple measures around businesses, around energy efficiency. And then we have to be strategic around the decisions we made around energy demand growth.
With this kind of trajectory that we're on currently, does it look like we're going to be hit with big? I mean, there's been talk already of big fines from Europe that could actually gobble up the Apple tax, that level of fines. How do you view where we are in terms of our trajectory of hitting our final target or no?
So at the moment, on the basis of the data we have to date and also projecting out to 2030, we're not in line with where our targets need to be for EU. And that does mean that we face the likelihood of fines through the EU. And that they're significant. And really, by speeding up our deployment of renewables, it's better to spend that money at home, I suppose, than through fines.
And maybe lastly then, Margie, is it a case, though, that because we have hit the 8.3 and I suppose we've reduced in, you know, 7 years, we've also got some kind of preliminary figures for this year, they don't look too bad. Are we gaining momentum? Is that too hopeful to say that we're kind of gaining momentum now, that we're, that there was a bit of a slow start, but things had to change, but that we're actually moving in the right direction and actually accelerating in a good way? Is it too soon to say that? Am I being too optimistic?
No, I think what we're trying to, I suppose, look at with the data is, you know, a tipping point is often described as a point where we have a series of small changes that become significant enough to cause larger, more important changes. And hopefully by 2030, we're looking back at 2025 thinking, OK, this was the tipping point. We have new leadership coming in next year. We have the last year of a carbon budget. And so really, really it's about putting the shoulder to the wheel. And the one thing I'll say is the challenge may seem difficult, but we have to remind ourselves there are benefits if we succeed. There's cleaner air, less energy poverty, enhanced energy security, which I know has been really important over the last few years. People are more aware of it. And I suppose ultimately a safer planet for our children and our children's children as well.
Margie McCarthy there, Director of Research and Policy Insights with the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland. Thank you very much for joining us.
Love.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.